evolution. It breaks a law of biology.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose new Creation Museum is filled with dinosaur exhibits that defend the authority of the Bible. Well, Ken, which law of biology in particular does evolution break?
Mark, it is no wonder the Bible states that those who don't believe in God are without excuse. It's so obvious there's a God. There's no way life could arise by natural processes. But that's what's being taught in our public schools all over the world. You know, as a biology teacher, I used to teach my students a very well-known law of life. It was called the law of biogenesis, and it's in every basic biology textbook. And the law simply states that life always comes from life. And of course, that's what we observe. No scientist has ever seen chemicals come together by natural processes to produce life. The famous French scientist Louis Pasteur showed this very clearly. That's why this principle of life coming from life is stated to be an actual law of biology, and there are no exceptions. But those who believe that life arose by chance processes have to believe that millions of years ago, life arose from non-life, from matter, and this violates the law of biogenesis. No scientist has ever shown there's any reason this law could be violated, but evolutionists, they allow one exception, which supposedly occurred millions of years ago, but most of them just want to do away with God.
Did dinosaurs really die out millions of years ago? Or does the Bible offer a better explanation? Read Ken Ham's free booklet at AnswersRadio.com.